Westlock. The transfer of Westlock Place, the town of Westlock's 24-suite affordable housing apartment complex, to Homeland Housing remains on track for January 1, 2022. Sow Simone Wiley told councillors at their August 16 meeting that the process is ongoing for both the town and Homeland, who will hand over a $617,080 check to the town to pay off the remainder of a debenture, plus a penalty, owed on the facility up to December 31, 2021. The transfer will be finalized after provincial government approval. Following an in-camera discussion at the July 12 town council meeting, councillors voted 7-0 to transfer ownership of the complex to Homeland, a not-for-profit management body which oversees seniors' lodges, supportive living and self-contained seniors' facilities in Westlock like the Smithfield and Pembina lodges. Based in Morinville, Homeland formed in 2017 and covers 11 municipalities including the town, Westlock County and Village of Clyde and is governed by a board of directors that includes 13 elected representatives from those. The town has a requirement to request transfer of the ownership from the province, so we've made that submission to them. Homeland Housing has some things that they need to submit, so that is all in process right now, said Wiley. Westlock Place, which officially opened to tenants August 1, 2009, serves low to medium income working families and individuals, persons with special needs and seniors who are below the core needs income threshold, CNIT. The $5.1 million building was paid for primarily via $3.87 million in provincial grant money, plus some donations. In October 2009, Town Council approved a $1.1 million loan to cover the remainder. That 20-year debenture came with a 4.25% interest rate, which added up to a total repayment of $1.64 million. Talks between Homeland and the town on Westlock Place started in the fall of 2020 and continued through the spring before council's decision in July. Okay, sounds good, said Mayor Ralph Larriger when given the update from Wiley. Our first experience with the 99th Street Road closure sat for some time in some location with no one looking it. In a previous interview, Homeland Housing CEO Raymond Cormie says Westlock Place fits in perfectly with their mandate and confirmed that it will stay as an affordable housing apartment complex. We are in the affordable housing business and that property will remain as community affordable housing. And we're also required to do so under the capital grant that the province of Alberta provided to the town back in 2007-08. If it didn't remain as affordable housing, then the town would have had to have paid out a pro-rated amount of that capital grant, he said previously. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.